KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky here in Atlantic with a light rain. We also have 33 degrees. Temperature has been holding steady at 33 for several hours. We look for mixed precipitation possibly this morning, rain or snow, then changing to light snow this afternoon, with nearly steady temperatures continuing in the 30s, winds north of 15 to 25. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until 3 p.m. for Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, and until 6 p.m. for Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties for mixed precipitation. Some light rain showers may produce occasional light ice or accumulations on elevated surfaces, that is, but a significant amount is not expected in the immediate listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The corn and bean harvests are down to the final days now. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
USDA crop report shows just 6% of the corn remains in the fields. The bulk of that is in south central Iowa. They have more than 15% to be picked. All the rest of the state is less than 5%. That puts the harvest nearly 4 weeks ahead of last year, more than 2 weeks ahead of the five-year average. Just 2% of soybeans are still waiting to be combined in scattered fields across the state. The soybean crop harvest ends up almost 3 weeks ahead of last year and 10 days ahead of the average. I'm Dar Danielson.
More news in just a moment. KJAN. A Harvest Market 2020 is now offering online pre-orders with drive-through pickup. Harvest Market is scheduled for Monday, November 23rd from 1 until 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig said due to high numbers of COVID-19 in our county, Harvest Market is offering a no-contact shopping option to keep vendors and customers safe and healthy this holiday season. Information on the Harvest Market and online pre-ordering can be found at the Produce in the Park website at www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.com or through Facebook at Produce in the Park. Now, while some vendors are planning to offer in-person shopping, a number of vendors are only offering products via pre-ordering this year. Customers who shop online for the Harvest Market can drive through, pick up their orders from behind the community center during the market, again from 1 until 7 p.m. on Monday, November 23rd. Hoig said pre-ordering has benefits beyond slowing the spread of COVID-19. When a customer pre-orders, vendors don't have to risk making lots of pies, centerpieces, or candles that don't get sold. That saves vendors time and money. Harvest Market is held the Monday before Thanksgiving so customers can pick up local produce, baked goods, and meats to enjoy at their holiday meals. The market also offers holiday decor and gifts by local crafters and artisans. Produce in the Park takes community health and wellness seriously, Hoig says, and has been consulting with Cass County Public Health about how to hold the fall market safely. And as such, customers who choose to shop in person this year will be required to wear masks and maintain distance from others. The number of shoppers allowed in the community center at one time will be limited, and it's recommended that only one person per household attend the event. Customers should not shop in person if they have been feeling ill within 48 hours or have been exposed to someone with COVID-19 in the previous 14 days or have received a positive COVID-19 test or are awaiting test results. Customers planning to shop in person should be aware that the in-person shopping option has a chance of being canceled due to COVID-19, but the pre-order drive-through option will not be canceled. Harvest Market is sponsored by the City of Atlantic Community Promotion Commission and endorsed by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The Atlantic Area Chamber invites you to get a kickstart to your holiday shopping and join Atlantic retail businesses for a holiday open house this Saturday, November 14th, beginning at 9 a.m. Businesses will be offering a holiday sneak peek as well as treats, giveaways, and special promotions. Participating locations include Atlantic Motor Supply, Aunt B's, Bonnison's, Brown Shoe Fit, Bryman's Interiors, Capel's Ace Hardware, Farmhouse and Flowers, Hanson's Fine Jewelry, Something for You, Soul Sisters Boutique, and the Franklin Market, the Picker's Parlor. For the fourth year, the Atlantic Chamber is offering Atlantic Cash at discounted prices as part of their holiday promotion, sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Trust. This Saturday only, discounted Atlantic Cash will be available at the Chamber from 9 a.m. to noon or till supplies last. Atlantic Cash will come in packs of $100 for $80, a 20% discount. Merchants can purchase up to 3 packs. Payment must be made at the time of purchase in the form of cash or check only. There is a first-come, first-served basis. Social distancing and masks will be mandated when entering the Chamber. And you should pick up your Christmas brochure from area retail businesses or can pick those up at the Like the Chamber on Facebook or follow the Twitter to find dates and details to celebrate Christmas in Atlantic. You can find a complete list of activities at ChristmasInAtlantic.com. Cass County Conservation Board is holding a Preserving Pellet Memorial Woods Workday this Saturday, November 14th. The free program will be held at the Pellet Memorial Woods outside of Atlantic from 1 until 4 p.m. Feel free to come and go as you wish. The board is looking for those volunteers who wish to be part of the preservation process and may contribute by assisting with the removal of honeysuckle bushes. If you want to help, please dress appropriately, wearing long pants, long sleeves, and gloves, and bring loppers if you have them. Those in attendance will have the opportunity to improve one of Southwest Iowa's best locations to observe spring woodland wildflowers. Propellant Memorial Woods is located just outside of Atlantic, 1/2 mile north and 3/4 mile east of the KJAN studios. The event will be canceled if there is inclement weather. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department today reports two arrests took place on Monday. 35-year-old Nicholas Colburn of Creston was arrested around 9:30 a.m. on a Union County felony warrant for a controlled substance violation. Colburn was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And at around 6:30 p.m. Monday, 42-year-old Jessica Lenz of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for OWI first offense. Lenz was later released on a $1,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office on Monday said an Atlantic man was being held in the Adair County Jail on $250,000 bond on an Adair County Class D felony warrant for willful injury, bodily injury. A criminal complaint states that 53-year-old Rex McDermott states that McDermott on October 30th at around 11 p.m., Adair County Deputy Dispatch received a 911 call from a woman residing in the 1800 block of Highway 92 in Fontenelle. The call was with regard to someone beating on her door saying, "Help me, help me." A deputy arrived on the scene to discover a female on the edge of the road, flagging him down. The deputy observed a woman from Messina was covered in blood. The woman told the deputy the man she was with pulled her out of a pickup truck and then began to punch and hit her with a wooden object. A further investigation determined the victim had been with McDermott and another man two nights prior when McDermott was arrested by Cass County deputies. The woman identified McDermott as the man who allegedly struck her. The victim suffered a laceration above her right eye and bruising and swelling of the face and pain areas where she was struck by the wooden object. A warrant was then issued on October 30th, and McDermott was arrested November 4th. He made his initial appearance in court on November 5th, during which the judge issued a no-contact order. His preliminary hearing was set for November 12th. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater says the standard Class D felony bond, according to the Iowa Supreme Court, is $5,000. He was uncertain why the judge chose to set McDermott's bond as high as he did. On November 3rd, 49-year-old Gary Victor Bridgewater was arrested in Adair County for OWI first offense. On November 3rd, 38-year-old Michael Gale Stewart of Fontenelle was taken into custody for violating a no-contact order at his parents' residence. And as previously mentioned, 19-year-old Brooklyn Leon King of Jamestown, New York, was arrested on charges of eluding and interfering with official acts. His cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.